Hi, Donika. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Hi, David, and thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
So I'm really excited to do this because I get to host experts from around the world to talk about the topics I really care about, or that we both care about. And before we start, could you do a very brief introduction of who you are and what you do?
Okay, I'm Donika. And I am a regulatory affairs specialist. I work for a pharmaceutical company and most of all involved in the ex-AVMPD maintenance.
Ex-AVMPD is one of these abbreviations that are really difficult to say, let alone even understand. So there's a lot of stakeholders who are somehow impacted, involved. So it's very important to understand what it actually is. So could you tell me what's ex-AVMPD and why is it important?
Okay, ex-AVMPD stands for Extended Eudravigilance Medicinal Product Dictionary. And as the word says, dictionary, it has a lot of informations that are dictionary for other databases or other softwares, is the mother of the EMA database.
This was established, I believe, in 2012 as part of the pharmacovigilance legislation, right? So it's kind of an interface between pharmacovigilance and the cases that are coming through, connected to the EMA's database of all medicinal products registered in the European Union, right?
Correct. It is in place from 2012 and has become mandatory. And all the pharmaceutical companies has to fill and maintain all the informations on the ex-AVMPD related to medicinal products, obviously. And is linked to the databases that pharmacovigilance insert the cases to report the cases for adverse events.
Right. And ex-AVMPD is one of these things that is at the end of the variation management. So in the previous episodes, we talked about the beginning, the middle, and now we are approaching towards the end where the variation has been approved. And in some cases, a variation has an impact on ex-AVMPD, meaning that you have to submit data either within 15 or 30 days. Could you walk me through the process a little bit? So how do you receive this information? What do you actually have to do? Just a little bit of a day in a life.
Yes, of course. As you said, for specific kind of variations, there is impact on ex-AVMPD databases, or at least if you have a change on the SPC or the leaflet, you need to update the ex-AVMPD. And after the approval of this variation, we receive, me or my colleagues from regulatory affairs, receive the labeling, approved labeling, and communicate to the team that are in charge on the updating of the ex-AVMPD. This variation has been approved. So manually, the one in charge of this maintenance of the ex-AVMPD has to enter the database, find the correct product, do the updating, and send the approval to the Eudravigilance to EMA site. And they obviously will send back acknowledgement message if everything is okay or if some issue came around.
And this is a legal compliance, right? It's something that a pharmaceutical company that has products in European Union actually has to comply with and do, right?
Yes, is mandatory to maintain this Eudravigilance, is this ex-AVMPD updated, because the professional medical cares take the information from there. Each authority or final medical professional has the access to this database and need to have the information up-to-dated. Most of the reason is for safety variation. And that is really important, so you can understand the impact of this database to be maintained.
Of course, so that means that the healthcare professionals are always having the latest information about the products that they are prescribing or using.
Yes, of course.
And from the company perspective, from your perspective, because there must be, you know, a high volume, well, it depends on the size of the company, but the volume of variations being approved, and that has to be done in a certain time period. What would you say are some of the main challenges of XEVMPD?
Yes, obviously, depending on the company or on the organization itself, it can be this maintenance can be done from pharmacovigilance or from regulatory affairs, as well as can be done from outside a consultant. So as short as this those steps are, as a few steps is better than more steps, I mean, because it will reduce the timing that you will need and you have to need from the approval of the variation and the updating of the XEVMPD in Eudra Vigilance. And the company need to set and to understand really well who has to do what and which time, and give also to that person or to that team the correct ways or the correct softwares to do that.
And this is just an interface between pharmacovigilance and regulatory affairs, which is already a complexity because we're involving multiple departments in the maintenance. But now with the upcoming IDMP, the model is going to be much wider, meaning that it will also potentially involve other stakeholders, right? So do you see this also as an opportunity for the companies to align a little bit, to be more collaborative, to share the data? I can also understand there must be a lot of duplication of information in various databases, various departments. Would you see this as a good stepping stone towards being more efficient as the industry?
Yes. Oh, I hope so. I mean, with the amount of data that a pharmaceutical company has to manage, this will be hopefully the shortest way to reduce the timing and the effort for the company. With the IDMP, as far as I understand, or I have previously read from the draft guideline of the IDMP implementation, there will be a real interface between some softwares and EMA. So the timing will be reduced a lot on this communication and this maintenance of the information up to date. So, and also it will be better for the companies and the different departments and stakeholders, as you said, to talk to each other and collaborate and share the information with each other, trying to reduce the duplication, because different departments have different softwares that do not talk to each other. So there are for sure duplication or N copies of the same document or of the same informations. So that's not the best way to manage information and also resources for a company.
Yeah, I totally agree with this. And I would say the bigger the company, the more complex it is, as there's more data, more documents, more systems. So would you say that trying to connect information and trying to unify or have like specific owners of the data, documents, would that make things easier? I understand it must be a very complex issue. What do you think is the best way to actually overcome this as the companies are transforming digitally with all of these new regulations and standards coming out?
Yes, for sure is and will be very complex to trying to make the softwares talk to each other or implement connectors, because they will be also connectors involved, I think. And but is the future. So we need to receive this digital transformation and trying to understand and follow it, because we are a step behind. The digital transformations lead us. And hopefully all the companies will have a team for the digital transformation that will manage. Otherwise, it will be very complicated that different teams choose different tools. But let's see.
I really like this this recommendation that the companies should look into having a team that's responsible for this digital transformation or whatever they call it. And I see a lot of opportunities here as well, I think, I think ex-EVMPD was an important stepping stone that began the whole movement, at least in regulatory affairs and also in pharmacovigilance. And I see the IDMP as the, let's say, the big brother who will enable some of the efficiencies in terms of how companies manage things, but also on the outside, like you said, much quicker access to information to patients and healthcare professionals, but also more efficient operations in terms of regulators being able to assess things quicker, with more information, more reliable information. So I think that's the future, of course.
Yeah. And we need to be ready for that.
Exactly. Little by little, we are getting there. Donika, with this, I thank you so much for this very short but very informative interview. I hope that the audience now appreciates a little bit more, or maybe even understands a little bit more about the complexity of data management and where we're moving towards. I wish you all the best, and let's see how this all acts out as the new standards are coming out and going live.
Thank you very much.